Chapter 11. Zachariah did not so much step forward as those about him shrank away. He stood there alone, as if he'd been marooned upon a Pacific isle. Though he did not lift his eyes, he seemed nonetheless to sense his abandonment. Small, wrinkled man that he was, he appeared to have grown smaller.
"Mr. Zachariah," the captain said, "do you have anything to say?"
Zachariah remained silent.
"You had best speak for yourself," the captain taunted. "I doubt your friends will say a word in your defense. They are all cowards."
He paused as if waiting for someone to challenge him. When no one spoke, he nodded and said,
"So much for your shipmates, Mr. Zachariah. So much for your round robin. Now, sir, I ask you again. Have you anything to say on your own behalf?"
At first, Zachariah stared dead ahead. Then he shifted his gaze slightly. I was certain he was looking right at me now. I tried to turn away, but couldn't. Instead, I stood gazing at him, eyes flooded with tears. Zachariah began to speak.
I have been a sailor for more than 40 years, he said slowly. There have been hard captains and easy ones. But you, sir, have been the worst. No, I'll not regret rising against you,
he continued in his halting way.
I can only wish I'd acted sooner. I forgive the girl. You used her. She did not know better. I forgive my mates, too. They know where Captain Jaggery takes command. No, God signs on.
A pretty speech, the captain said scornfully, and as much a confession as anything I've ever heard. You may all note it in case anyone bothers to ask questions, though I shouldn't think anyone will care.
He looked contemptuously over the rest of the crew.
Is there any jack among you that will second this black man's slanders?
No one spoke.
Come now, he baited them. Who will be bold enough to say that Captain Andrew Jaggery is the worst master he's ever served? Speak up. I'll double the pay of the man who says yea.
Though the glitter of hatred in their eyes was palpable enough, no one dared give voice to it. The captain had them that much cowed.
Very well, he said. Mr. Hollabrass, string Mr. Zachariah up.
The first mate hesitated.
Mr. Hollabrass.
Aye, aye, sir, the man mumbled. With a kind of shuffle, he approached Zachariah, but then stood before the old man as if nerving himself. Finally, he reached out. Zachariah stepped back, but it was of no avail. The first mate caught him by the arm and led him back up the steps.